What's up, food? This week episode is sponsored by our good friends at Diet Smoke. When CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of delicious Diet Smoke. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code FOOL for 20% off your order. That's FOOL, F-O-O-L. That's DietSmoke.com, promo code FOOL for 20% off. What's up, fool? What's up, everybody? We're back. I was in North Carolina last week. It was awesome, man. We had a great time. People showed up all the way from surrounding cities.
Now, was it cold out there?
Yeah, it was cold. Not cold, but cold.
Not fucking Illinois. Oh, where the fuck were we at? It's Joliet. Fuck that shit, dude.
That was a perfect weather over there in North Carolina.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Where's that place where you guys went to where there was sand?
Sand?
Miami.
No. There's like a, it was like a tent and there was sand inside.
That was on Sojo's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
That's crazy. That was right by a river, right? Like the Roanoke River.
Yeah, it was in, we were there by, it was in, actually it was July 3rd, the day before 4th of July, and it was raining.
Damn, dude. So it's like they made like a fake little beach in there, huh?
Yeah, it was like they got a big ass tent, like a tarp, and they brought in chairs and they made it
a dome basically, no?
A dome.
Were people taking off their shoes at the show?
I think the guy from Sojo's has a Sojo regular place besides the outside, huh?
I think that's what he was working for or he has now.
Or maybe the Sojo's, he started the outside because it was the pandemic. Yeah, he had the regular Sojo's.
Yeah, he saved it for Pennsylvania area right there. Comedy. Yeah.
So he had the regular Sojo's room, huh? Besides the outside room.
That's what he has going right now because I think they closed the dome.
Damn.
No more dome.
Yeah, I don't think the dome is
dome, open. Dome, dome, dome.
Dome.
The dome show was, that one was the better outside show I did last year. Where I could just say, you know what, this is a regular show. You wouldn't even consider it an outside show.
It seemed to me, dude, you know how it was set up? Have you ever been to the U.S. Open at the beach? Santa Monica or anything?
No.
Yeah, so it was like that. It was all, dude, everybody's up close. No barriers, no far away. It was just normal style, how they do it there, you know? But
comedy show. It was like Laughlin.
Totally, like that. Because the back is open, and kind of the front's open a little bit too, but it was cool. It was a badass show. That was a diehard comedy audience.
Was that 2020 or 2021?
21, dog.
Yeah, those people that live in that area, they won't go to a city to watch anybody, bro.
Yeah, I think that's a mad local show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Man, remember that fucking, I think one of the first outside shows was Irvine in the parking lot. That show's badass, dude.
Was that the one that was really windy?
No,
that one was windy.
No, the one that was windy was Norco.
Really? That was cold, but it wasn't windy.
I didn't go Norco, but like
the first Irvine show. Well, there was two in one night.
Really?
Or two in 2 days.
I remember.
But what's up with Teddy in North Carolina, dog? White trauma. The guy that worked there, the sound man, the singer. Oh,
the sound man, yeah. We had a sound man, very eccentric sound man last week. His name was Teddy. He's a big guy. And I thought he was a comedian, but he ended up being a R&B singer.
He was hitting those notes. What's the song you told him to hit? And he hit it. Arthea or...
Amazing Grace.
He hit all the notes. I don't know how to sing, dude. Not like a seal right before he's gonna die. He was bad, dog. He's funny, dog. It's always those fools that ain't comedians. Huh? He had the whole room laughing.
Yeah. Then you put him on stage, shit himself.
Ah, fool. They just walk, put their head down, man.
Nah, bro.
I locked up.
Nah, bro. How about that? Our waitstaff the whole week.
Oh, Yolandi?
South Africa.
Yeah, she's African American.
She woke up with a little branch in her neck.
Dude, was that crazy?
I was telling Lisa about that story, but
I
forgot how that happened to her.
She rolled a tractor with her dad.
With her dad, she fell in the middle of the tires.
Cause she came out here with her mom, and then like the dad came out.
How did she not die?
No, well, she was living on a ranch with her little family, and then the dad came out and she took him for a tractor ride, and she rolled it. And right before she rolled it, the dad said, "You're gonna mess up. You're gonna kill us." So she rolled it, and her leg above her ankle, about what, 10 inches up, caught in between the pedals because the shit flipped over.
She fell off and rolled in.
And it, dude, she was hanging by her, the skin on her foot. The bone broke. The ligaments, I guess.
She was being dragged, and the tractor was still moving, I guess. She was being dragged, bro. By the whatever.
So when they got her together, like, it was just hanging there.
So she was like a little girl, like 9 or 12 years old.
I said she was 15.
I thought this happened, and she still came to work with him. Like, no, damn, this bitch wants those tits, bro. Hold
on. What did it look like, bro? She looked like she got shot with a shotgun, huh? That looked because we're talking about tragedy, and then she pulled that shit out.
She fucking, she got run over by herself by that tractor, right? She goes to the hospital. They stitch her ass up. Time goes by,
they
bro.
They put a cast, fool.
They put a cast. They put everything. And then they found a fucking leaf.
And a branch.
Inside her? First a leaf.
Because it was infected, dude. They're all like, dude.
Her leg was infected, bro. But they found a whole leaf in her fucking leg.
It was growing
in a branch. Nah, fool. No, they didn't clean it right.
They didn't clean it right.
Like, it was from the scene of the accident.
They got rid of that. And then 2 years later, they found a tree, and I looked at her. I was all high. I said, "Bitch, you're Groot."
That's what I was thinking right now.
Yeah, little branch manager.
Bro,
right
nobody
here, bro.
Laughed, dog.
Yeah, hey, dude, that shit killed me, dog. I was dying.
I said, "You're Groot."
But, I am Groot. Yeah, cause you know, a little.
She says it was full of pus, and like she was pretty much growing a Christmas tree in her neck.
Yeah, and that's why she has that indentation from the loss of tissue, dude.
She is one with nature, bro.
She had a leg like my mom.
And bro, and like they're like white South Africans, right? Uh-huh. And the typical immigrants, nobody trying to sue.
Yeah, like she's like looking back, like how much money she would have got. And but her parents were humble. They were poor. They worked at a ranch.
Yeah,
crazy, huh?
That's crazy.
My daddy
dude.
Was a sharecropper, man.
We can't sue the only doctor in town.
Yeah,
but is it like at least here, bro? Like you can say whatever you want, California. But dude, if you're dying at the emergency room, they'll save your life.
Yeah,
bro, let me tell you, man.
Ain't gonna be no branches in your cast.
There's somebody in the chat room talking about, yeah, man, my tío had a tamarindo grow in his neck.
That's a piece of shit, dog.
But dude,
that's
remember she kept her biggest word she can say negligence
because that's like the tort that you sue under.
She had that accent the South.
No, it was gone. But it was gone.
Oh,
no accident, bro. She was little. But she was telling how everybody was racist at school with her. They were asking because she's white, bro. Oh, yeah. But she fucked up.
She looks like a white girl, bro.
But it's all white people.
She works at Cracker Barrel.
But they're rednecks, bro. They don't know shit.
They go, here. Okay.
So they were saying, did you go to school with a giraffe?
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
No, but
dude.
I fell off one.
You eat a zebra steak? I bet zebra's good.
There you go, man.
Man, that girl knows nothing about trauma in her life, huh?
Bro, when you were on stage, they were talking about little dicks, dude. Like, you know, who's the littlest dick she had? She said, like, my thumb right here above.
Wow, she said that.
Micro?
Yolandi. But I was like, how, dude, I wouldn't even pull it out if it was that
yeah,
small.
Yeah, dude. I would fucking...
Forever jack off, dude. Forever third wheel, eh?
I would just finger, bro.
If my shit
point,
was that small, bro...
I would learn how to eat it.
If I was that, my shit was that small, I wouldn't even, like, talk shit about it. Because that girl is fine. I'll even say nothing, dog. Or that bitch is hot. Or that bitch is ugly. I wouldn't even join a conversation like that if I had a little ass dick like that, dog.
She said, it was all right, but you know, I can't deal with that. But he was so cute. And she went like this all.
But did it satisfy her?
So, I guess for that one night, and that was it, dog.
What did the black dude say when she said, when it was that little?
He wasn't there. If it was in the sound booth,
how about
dog?
Gabby?
Oh, she's all, dude, no way, dude. No
it, was,
way.
It was like a thumbtack.
She said just a thumb, like above her, above the
that's
joint.
That's true. If
like, what's up, dude? That's like, they make them that small? That's like a baby dick.
Yeah, that's.
Man, you gotta be racist when you have a. You gotta be racist to have a. When you, if you have penis that small, and you're white. You gotta be racist, but you gotta be tough somehow.
You have a penis that small. You gotta
like a roach, a little roach dick, huh?
You have a dick that small because you know.
Imagine it's full of hair too.
Yeah, it's like you gotta go through the bushes, you know. But I heard that people that have small dicks, they usually like work very hard, you know, to fucking make up for their dick. Bro, I'm poor as fuck, so I don't fucking.
Yeah, like you have something, bro. But yeah, man, that's messed up, dude. Like,
people
dude,
have small
the Lord
dicks
did them dirty,
nice houses,
dog.
Bro. Like they're rich, you know.
But you know what's funny? He probably knows they're talking about it though.
Somewhere, huh? There's somebody's having a conversation about that little dick.
I'm telling you, bro, a comedian pulled out his penis one time.
That's what I heard,
the improv,
bro.
And it was that little.
That's embarrassing. That little, you do that,
I would
bro?
Kill the three people that saw my little dick.
Take a Viagra before,
dude. Ain't nobody telling that story. Rodrigo has a little dick, dog.
Ain't nobody telling that story.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
He pulled that shit out and said, "Let's fuck right here."
With that little dick,
and
dude.
Then pull that little stinger out, dog.
The other comedian was trying to walk away, and that girl turned around and said, "I can't leave my girlfriend with that thing."
His dick was so small, he fucked it up for him too.
Yeah,
well, we can ask her. She's
seen, come on little, in.
She's seen micros. Yeah. Those micros.
Micro, dude. Little micro machine, huh?
But how? She said it was little, dude?
Yeah, that's how little it was. And he was so cute. But yeah, she was done.
How did she meet him, bro? At the.
I don't know, fool.
At the toy store?
At the toy store? Yeah. How do you put on a condom? You can't put on Woody, condoms, huh? Right?
He probably put on the little condom you put on your finger when you have a hemorrhoid.
Oh, yeah.
The one the doctor uses?
Yeah. Turtle.
Bro, how was it, dude? How did she say it? Like. You pulled yours out and she said, I seen a smaller one.
Dude, they were talking about dicks.
Have you ever seen a micro?
It's weird when a girl talks.
I haven't seen one, but I felt one.
It's weird when women.
Through the Levi's or what?
They're real.
It's weird when women talk about dicks and you're right there and you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I don't want to talk about mine right now.
She said she felt a micro.
What?
A micro penis, that's what they're called.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I felt it. I was like, I don't need to see it. I don't need to touch
it. It was
no
hard
more.
Already? Or
I don't need anything else,
dude,
here.
Did girls you give it a chance to shit, grow, dude. Or was it just ready?
I'm pretty sure it was.
She
it was
said, I'm going to babysit this baby.
I'm like grown.
It's a little snapper, huh?
It was a hard pass.
She touched it and she said,
no pun intended.
She said, I'm sorry, man, but I'm not the mom. I'm going to change his diaper.
What did that dude say? What kind of guys are you into then?
I'm not trying to catch a case, bro.
Imagine being that small. But having regular size balls, bro.
I know, right?
What is that, bro? That's a little butterfly with fat ass wings.
That's like those people that are like 4'11", not exactly.
What are you, 5'1"?
No, but like
what, distributed 4'11"? Evenly or what? What are you
talking about? I don't know what I was gonna say.
No, but not looking right at that size.
Yeah,
and, like, you look awkward.
I'm on X video. I don't know Pornhub. But there's this really, really ugly motherfucker, bro, that does pornos.
Big ol' pizza.
And he has a small one,
oh,
bro.
Oh, really?
And he's always eating, too. Like, he's eating like a sandwich. He's very sloppy. But it's tiny, bro.
Gosh, damn.
How
dude.
Tiny? Like a thumb?
Okay, you ever watch those? Get the matchboxes or the matchbooks from your dad or your grandpa, and you open it up, and there's a baby with a heart on?
No. That's like a little. That's a 1980 little toy.
Mind it. You mean like
you don't remember that? It was like a. It was a matchbook. It was like a funny matchbook. You open it up and it was a dude and one of the matches was a penis.
No, I've seen that one. I've never owned one.
It's like a trick pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because somebody brought me one back from Hawaii. You take the thing off.
It started off as a trick pack, but then somebody made it into an actual thing and they put like a little rubber on the middle match. So when you open it up, it goes boing.
That's a mean little head shop little toy, trinket.
What's more offensive, you think? Like, I don't know, like, do women, like, feel unconscious when they have, like, the tiniest boobs in the whole wide world?
Well, you can ask me because I have the tiniest boobs in the whole wide world. But so growing up, I got made fun of. But now I don't really care. Now I like my body.
What they say?
they care about my pee-pee?
What about your bird chest, bro?
My bird.
You're a... breastplate.
Did you tease a lot of girls that have flat chested, bro?
No.
why
would I?
It's funny, you get teased in elementary school where everybody's flat chested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all nipple, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm 31 and they never came. Okay, I've made peace with it.
But it's funny because you can make fun of the big boobs too, dog.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's like, oh,
those but you know what? Sometimes people, you know you might have like a pretty ass face. But you have like no balls.
I mean,
I've seen people that are just bad, bro. Like I've seen guys with a lot of pimples and no ass.
I have no ass. I'm like Hank Hill, bro. It hurts when I.
But
sit
it goes
down.
Back to this fool that he's what he's talking about. How people are put together. Sometimes you have one thing missing, one thing you have mm-hmm. something you yeah. don't. You know what I mean? And like you know, like ugly ass skinny fools that are all hung full. You know what I mean?
Remember somebody had a stupid ass joke that was never funny.
Oh, the what about the last names of the restaurants? That one?
Yeah, but if you had sex in the car, you're probably this.
Oh,
if you had sex.
Oh, then, yeah, the nostrils. That's why the nostrils are big. Yeah.
How did that go? That's stupid, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's in that same avenue of comparisons.
Reverie's like, what are you guys talking about?
I want to know the joke. Come on. I thought you were going to say it.
I was butchering it.
Okay, the joke is like, so the comedian.
It's careful, right?
So he says, the reason I'm.
We added him, dog.
So he's short, right? And he says the reason.
He's that tall. Is
the reason I'm 5 feet is because my parents had sex for 5 minutes.
What's up, fool?
It's funny. I like
break
it.
The commercial. We have a guest right here, man.
We have a guest, Reverie, right here, man. And right now, you can send in money for breast augmentation.
Yes, I'm accepting tips.
We have Reverie. Follow her at Reverie Love. She's been our guest before. We mentioned her. We saw her old video here one time. The one about when she was trying to get on that Power 106 show.
That song, the rap battle video?
Yeah, the rap battle video.
Oh, shit. The rap battle with the white girl?
No, the one where you're wearing, it's all, you have a book and it's all like graffitied. And you're doing
the
Loudon one.
No, it was for an Alchemist contest.
Yes.
Okay, Alchemist, to open up for him, right?
He's dope. He had done a contest and you rapped over his beat. And if you won, you could use the beat or something like that.
Oh, hell yeah.
And yeah,
that's how I first heard about you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
black
first
hair,
meetings.
Short, short black hair.
I actually directed and produced that video too.
You did it on your house?
Nice. I did it at my brother's
look
apartment.
Look for Philip.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I directed and produced a lot of my music videos. Oh. It's called a Thug.
Reverie Alchemist. Whole Lot of Thug.
That's what it's called. Yeah, Whole Lot of Thug. That's an old one. That's a good one.
So you have a new album?
I do. I dropped an album. It's called Sometimes I Like to Sing. So you guys know I usually do like rap shit, but I just decided that I wanted to do a singing album, and I
hit
did.
Some
I
notes.
Yeah, hit some hell notes. Yeah. I'm not Mariah Carey.
But still, that's fucking dope, you know?
I'm more like Billie Holiday, Lana Del Rey. Like the lyrics are cool, but it's like more like vibey as opposed to like, you know, Mariah Carey.
Did you ever do that before, sing too, or is this your first time?
I definitely have always done a lot of harmonizing and melodies in my music, but not like that. Not like a full compilation of singing with no rapping in the songs. Yeah, so it was awesome. It was a great experience. I feel like a lot of people want to keep doing what's working, which is cool. It's the safe route. It's probably the smartest route, but I'm an artist before I'm a rapper, so I just like to do whatever I want.
Expanding that.
Evolve and just fucking fucking badass.
Thank you. I'm really happy with it. I'm really proud of it. I think it's my best one of my best projects for sure.
That's what I feel sometimes too, like my when I did my first comedy album, the first 1 hour special, it was all the material that I've been doing my whole life, so I already knew these jokes and I was already sick of them, you know.
Yeah,
but like I didn't want to do those jokes, but I'm glad I did them.
Yeah,
and some of those jokes I already forgot how they go. Yeah. But now I feel like I was always trying to be like clean, you know.
In the beginning,
write jokes that everybody's gonna understand,
or that would be good for TV.
But then I started thinking about it now. You know what? Everybody doesn't really go to my show, so I don't gotta do jokes that everybody understands no more.
Your fans,
yeah.
I just do jokes for my audience now, and
because
like Paul Rodriguez told me a long time ago, man, you know what, bro. Don't worry about crossing over to white people or crossing over to anybody. Once you're good enough, people are going to cross over to you.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's very powerful.
That's how I see your rap career growing. Like people are just crossing over to you.
Yeah, they really are. Before I used to just get recognized by like teenagers, like Latinos, and now like older white people will come up to me at a restaurant. Are you Reverie? I'm like, yeah, you know me. Like that's crazy.
Badass.
That's really cool. I get recognized every day in LA, and I've gotten recognized like in Germany and other states, Brazil. Yeah, it's pretty trippy.
That's fucking.
How was Germany and Europe when you went over there 3 years ago, right?
Yeah,
before the pandemic?
Yeah. So I haven't been there for a couple years. Hundreds of people come to my shows. I sell out shows over there. People are screaming my lyrics, have tattoos of my lyrics. They're wearing my Satori mob and all that stuff. Oh, actually, I brought you a shirt and a hat of my Satori mob. Will you wear pink?
Yeah.
So cool.
I'll take it, bro.
Satori mob is my clothing line.
And how long have you been going over to Europe?
I've been going over to Europe for, oh my God, like I think 9 years now. Oh, well, I haven't gone the past 2 years, but I started going over there, if I'm remembering correctly, in 2013.
And the underground hip hop seems pretty big over there too,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, and it's really cool because I feel like I got in right before this shift that happened, because there wasn't a lot of rappers in Europe before. There was rappers, of course, but not like there is now.
Yeah.
Like, and so a lot of American artists, we were able to go over there and we were like, whoa, the American rappers. But now it's not really an easy market to get into. So it's basically like if you're in it, like you're in it. And then everybody else, it's going to be fairly hard to get into that market now.
When did you, like, when was it when, like, it started, like, popping off where you were, like, there's a demand for you to go over there? Like, what year was that when you're like, fuck, this is crazy, dude?
It was around that time, 2013, 2012. People started messaging me on Facebook. I think it was Facebook back then, 2012. And they would always, oh, I'm in France. I love your music. When are you going to come? And I was like, one day, you know, in my head, like, how the fuck am I going to? Yeah, like, how I'm never going to go over there. Yeah. But then after so many people started going over there, my homegirl Gavlin, I mean, so many people were requesting me to go over there. My homegirl Gavlin actually did a tour out there. And so I hit up her booking agent and I was like, hey, I'm pitching my music to you. Basically, a bunch of people are asking me to go to Europe. They're asking me to perform. And then she said, you know what, the booking agent, I'm so glad you messaged me because I've been meaning to message you. I just hadn't done it, and I don't know if I would have. But since you reached out to me, let me see what I could do. And we're exchanging 6 emails for 6 months, and then I was there. And I've gone over there like 15 times or something.
Damn. Fucking dope, dude.
And you hit all of Germany right there? Like,
oh, yeah. The big city? Okay. Yeah, I've hit countless cities. Germany's huge. Düsseldorf. Yeah, do something.
That's where my cousin lives at.
That's cool. Oh, shit. That's cool. I perform there. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I've been to 22 countries now.
Expression in Deutsch, nicht so gut. I don't speak German too well.
Hit us with that Beatles song, fool.
Alpine Village? What?
I took German in class in high school.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
I could read it. I could read it, but I don't know what the hell I'm reading.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know how to enunciate the words and all that, but I don't know what the hell
I'm reading. You got to hit the notes in the little words, huh?
Heute Abend bin ich in What's Up Fool podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, I just know a little bit.
What's up with the food over there? You mess with it? You eat it?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's bad words, huh?
Hot dogs. Hot dogs and beers and pretzels, right?
Everything. Schnitzels. You know what? I can't drink beer anymore, though, because I'm gluten-free now. Sadly, I have an allergy. Oh, I have an allergy, so it's so sad.
Wait, how do you know you have an allergy? How does that happen?
You fart.
You bleed.
Oh, man. I was getting really bad inflammation on my joints, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? It was just a few years ago. All over. And
gastritis.
It was to the point that I couldn't walk. Like, I'd have to sit down and I'll cry. And I was like, holy shit, something is going on. And, you know, Latinos, we don't go to the doctor. So I was like,
so you're ready to throw, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just getting old and I'm not even old.
I'm just getting old.
Yeah. My friend, when I told her that, she's like, you're tripping. It's something you're eating. And so basically I started experimenting with my diet. And I realized when I don't eat gluten, I don't get the inflammation. So now I haven't eaten it for like 3-4 years.
More gluten, bro.
So like, I've been eating gluten since I was born,
Me llaman glutonisis.
Me pego glutonisis?
Me llaman
glutenitis, man.
Some people don't even know, man. It just... I know people that, like, when I was growing up, that they'll get sick, and they go, you know what you had? Nah, man. Every once in a while, I get it. I'm eating the same food every once in a while, they get sick.
That's how paisas are. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was like getting it. You can't see her pain, right?
Yeah.
But there's some foods that you look at the back of their neck, their eyes, their head. They look sick, dog. It's fucked up.
But you.
Sorry, that old man. Yeah. Who is that guy at the house party? That leaves early and you watch them get up. It took them a long time to get up.
Yeah, that DJ with a purple foot, fool.
Fucking gout. It is gout.
Well, that's like fucking diabetes right to the core.
Yeah,
I think that's if you drink dark alcohol. That's what I heard.
I don't know if you're talking about the gout comes from alcohol and citric acid that's in meats and also Louisiana hot sauce, right?
Woo,
Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what's
and raw meat, raw shells.
Yeah. So that's.
Is it in Germany?
Masas. If you have one more information on that, just go watch that Bobby Hill episode on King of the Hill.
Yeah, he has gout with the toes.
My uncle would have it once a month, and he'd have to get an injection. In Mexico, they do it different. Like, but here, they don't inject you. Like,
but he don't want to say it was food, he still wanted to eat the food, huh?
Look, the guy at Corpus Drinking Christi, Corpus Christi limping, what happened to you? I got shot. Then his wife said, nah, he has gout.
It's because they don't want to change the diet, man. Oh, it's cool. Los planetas. Yeah.
If that shit started fucking with me like that, I'm out with that shit, dude. I had enough of that shit.
Is it in Germany where they eat the raw meat? Remember we saw
tartar?
That? Tartar, yeah.
Everywhere, bro.
France, yeah. That's tartar everywhere. But, yeah, in France, I had it.
Tartar was good.
Yeah, it was really good.
With the egg inside, right?
I'm not afraid of that, huh?
With the egg inside of it, right?
I think there was an egg. I like sushi.
That's so how they stick it together. I'm down.
I can eat raw fish, but I don't know about raw meat.
It was good, bro.
It was pretty wild.
How about those people that eat raw chicken, though?
I don't know. Come on, really, bro? You can't get to a fire.
You can't
What's
get
happening?
Salmonella.
No, I like my chicken. Yeah, I like dude, my chicken yeah. rare, bro.
But dude, this fool's eating like what's a curandolo with like ceviche? Come on, bro.
Ew, yeah, disgusting.
What? What's curandolo?
That's like we're hitting it,
curing it with lemon, with lemon. Salt,
yeah, the acid and the citrus fucking cooks it.
The raw?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like it like that.
But we're saying like
that's how they
oh with chicken.
Yeah, how the fuck would you like, dude? A dog wouldn't even eat that shit. Yeah. Oh, not a dog would probably a hungry ass dog.
Remember in Mexico, my grandma used to do cecina, which is you dry out the beef in the sun with lemon and salt.
Ghetto jerky.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandma would do that too, dog.
Cecina. It's called cecina. It was
good. I ate it like that back then, and I used to think it was gross, but now I think it's way better than the shit you can buy at the store.
Fucking yeah. good.
Seriously, dude. That's from the earth. Good. Like, that's like, sorry. That's like, dude, that's pure shit right there. I mean,
because you
no preservatives, bro.
You perform Mexico City a lot, right? Or like,
I performed in Mexico in DF once, but I go over there a lot to Guadalajara because I work with this label out there. It's called Alzada.
And Alzada?
They
hot.
Yeah, so I've done a bunch of work with their artists, and then I made friends with them. And my homegirl Viviana, she's in a relationship with this guy Chato 473. I have a song with him too, so she's always going over there to see him, and then so sometimes I'll go with her. So I have like a bunch of friends down there. It's really cool.
Hell yeah, dude.
What's up with the hip hop scene in Mexico? Is it all like goodbye escuela, hello rap, or what?
It's so you see that meme, cool. Dog? It's really dope. Start their rap scene is really being revolutionized right now. I feel like the same thing is happening over there that I said was happening in Europe. Like, there's always been rap in Mexico, of course there has,
but now it's
to another level where it's just being more respected. I mean, it's even in America that's happening, right? 10 years ago nobody liked hip-hop. Now hip-hop is like the pop music of today.
It's
revolutionizing all over the world, so it's really cool in Mexico. They have a really strong scene, and it's so cool to work internationally, to be an international artist. It's really an amazing experience.
Fuck yeah, dude.
When I was watching that show that used to be on Power 106 with, what's her name? Kool-Aid? Pocos Pero Locos.
Old school.
They were interviewing a bunch of people that were calling in, and they were from, where the fuck were they from? From Guam. They were from Guam, and like back
there. Where's Guam? Sorry.
Guam is like a 17-hour flight from here.
Okay, a Pacific island. Okay.
Yeah, and they were Guamanian hip hop now.
That's where Chamorita's from.
Guam hop or
Guam hop.
Guam
hop. Guamanian hip hop, and the guy was rapping on Part 106, bro. I remember they were talking to him.
That's sick.
Because it's funny, like what you're saying about Mexico. Because I know, like 20 years ago, fools were up there trying to rap, and the Mexicans there were like, "Stop, like, dude,
estás haciendo,
güey." They're horrible rap, bro.
Yeah, but now you can see like some fools got some style. Maybe their older brother or their cousin, and now the little generations are like starting to unfold.
How about
those? They're doing big over there. Like those fools are becoming millionaires now. Like this is becoming like it's going next level for them. Like financially, even like with streaming, with concerts, with international coming back and forth to here.
There's so many underground Latino hip hop artists that I never heard of, bro. Like there's one dude who just died. Some dude just died, bro. He was like a Latino hip hop artist.
Night Owl,
yeah.
Oh, Daddy, damn. I'm in love with the thug.
Oh, Night Owl, he's classic,
Daddy,
right?
Daddy, I'm in love with the gangster.
But that's RIP, like the original Chicano rap. Hey. That's like fucking like those fools like
Little Rob
and Little Rob. Yeah, that song.
Really.
Awkward, bro.
Yeah, oh, that's old school, bro.
I heard of. I learned about some new rapper the other day, only because he had beef with Kid Frost. I guess back in the days. And he's from Houston. He's good, dude. He has a good voice, but he's old school. Like, I think South Park Mexican is about to get out. Him and South Park Mexican had an album together.
South Park Mexican.
They call him Filero.
Filero. Always sharp, dog.
Filero, bro. He has a good voice.
SPM, dude.
But he was on TikTok. And he was talking about some concert that he had with Kip Ross back in the days. And they had beef, I guess.
Oh, shit.
There's that other.
Bro, lighter shade of brown back in the day. All those little fucking.
Those guys are the godfathers,
when
dude.
When you do these shows with a bunch of, I guess one of those big shows,
A festival? There's a
lot, everybody has a lot of merch, huh?
I wouldn't say everybody has a lot of merch. I would say the rappers that are really serious about making money have merch. I am surprised how many rappers and musicians don't make merchandise because Spotify does not pay the bills. Unless you're Russ, you're not making shit or Joe off Rogan. Spotify. Yeah, yeah. Like, so that's
big dog.
Like, every artist should have merchandise. But yeah, a lot of people don't.
Extra money, don't. Dude.
Yeah.
I know that Joe Rogan, they have merch and just shirts, bro. We never really have merch.
Oh, really?
But even something's better than nothing, you know, even a shirt. Even just
should I remember I used to stand outside of the show with my Polaroid camera and charge people $10 for a photo.
Hell and it yeah.
worked,
dude.
It worked, dog.
Fuck
and
yeah.
then one time I went to Sears uh-huh. and I took a bunch of photos with the comedians, you know, the Sears portraits.
Uh-huh.
And we were selling those chairs at the end of the show for $10.
You gotta do what you gotta
That's
do.
That's cool.
Bro. I remember
what was your first hustle besides albums?
Drugs.
Yeah. What after the show?
No, not at my shows.
Before the show.
But it was like nothing. It was like dime bags Nichols, and eighths huh? and fucking.
Where'd you grow up at?
Fucking dime bags. Highland Park, right?
Yeah, Highland Park.
You went to Burbank High?
I didn't go to Burbank, but I went to Franklin.
Oh, Franklin High, yeah. That was the spot to skate. I went to Alhambra High School.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Franklin, you know, when you're like my age, right? You're like in your 30s? Yeah. Damn.
Right? No, what the heck? I graduated in 2007.
36, bro.
So I'm 2008. But Franklin, you remember, it was crazy back then. Yeah. I actually got expelled from Franklin.
I used to go skate there back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool skating spot back then. Yeah, it was wild. That school was so wild.
They used to bus people from my neighborhood to that school when I was a little kid.
Yeah, they would bus people in.
In Boyle Heights.
Because in that area, what is it, Franklin and Marshall?
Yeah, because Franklin needed football players, bro. So they would take all the black kids from our school.
Yeah, they would take them from South Central, too. Pop. Yeah, yeah. They would bus them over to Highland Park every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's always weird that they do that, bro. Like, you take away these kids from their neighborhood, and they go to a different neighborhood to fucking go to school, and then like that becomes a lot of problem for those kids.
I mean, sometimes. Problems is kind of like
especially the kids aren't cool.
Yeah.
If they don't have good social skills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're also can, you know, get them out of the hood, too, though. Because I know, like, modern day, all those high schools that have big sports program pluck everybody out of
the bad thing about getting bus is that when you're late, that bus leaves. Then you got to fucking figure out how to get, either going to get home and get yelled at or walk to school.
Yeah, what buses connect to this?
I'll get there tomorrow.
The 81.
I remember, bro, going to school late and just jumping the fence, dog. And then walk into my second period.
Damn, an hour late, huh?
Damn.
I had this class, algebra, for first period, bro. And the teacher, Mr. Hoffman, he was an idiot. He didn't know how to teach. He just, one of those teachers that just taught by the program, bro. Like, he just talks.
He's an instructor,
bro. Like, and if you follow along, you learn. If you don't, you don't.
Lost.
Some will walk in there, bro, 40 minutes into the class, sit down, then the bell ring, and then just they mark me there.
Got credit for the whole class time?
That was before they closed the door, bro.
One time I had this teacher for Algebra 2, and nobody would listen in his class. It was so sad. I felt so bad for him. And one day I came in, and he had like the microphone connected to the little speaker box. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and he wanted to do a little show, huh?
Yes, and everyone was listening to him for 3 days.
Smart, and then it wore off?
And then one day I came back and he didn't have the box, and I was like, Mr. Mileros, what happened? He's like, the other teachers complained next door, and he was back to being
boring.
It was very sad.
It's funny how the teachers start off, I'm going to teach, hey, I'm going to be a teacher.
I'm going to be like Jaime Escalante.
I'm going to teach, I'm going to make them learn. Then you show up, bro, you have no personality, bro. Nobody wants to listen to your ass.
You have to develop. All those good teachers, it took like 20 years or 10 years for them to get badass. Remember the first day of school, they ate them alive, bro.
Man, get your ass grabbed like Peggy Hill.
I had a teacher that said he was in the CIA, dog, a history teacher. And there was a fool I remember in the back. Yeah, right, with those fucking fucked up ass shoes. And I just discredited that fool.
It must suck being a substitute teacher because right when you see the substitute teacher come in, you're like, fuck this shit, dude.
Especially like you, right? As they walk through the door, you can know if you can fuck with them.
Yeah, you're like, oh, cool.
You can tell, bro, by if you have floods.
That or like a little, like a woman that just has it. You know what I mean? She's like, you're just gonna hit her with spit wads and staples.
I would just play my Chuck Game Boy, bro. I don't do that.
Dude, we would torment them. Dude, we'd light the trash can on fire.
Oh
Oh, dude, Riverside.
I will find out. I will find out what teacher's absent that day, and then go ditching that class, bro.
Oh, did not have any problems?
Yeah,
it's
a substitute teacher there.
They can't tell.
And then there's a kid there who's absent. I just take his name, bro.
Because we would come back the next day, and the teacher would be, "I have the list of everybody that messed up." She would be like, "Fuck you too, bitch."
Oh my god.
It's horrible how.
Oh, dude, people, public school's fucked up sometimes. I mean, if you're in a.
Do kids listen now?
Yeah, I do. Dude, in my high school, that shit like switched like a 180, dude. Everybody like, you know, does well now.
Well, I think when you're in high school.
Back then, it was fucked up. It was like 10 people going to college.
A lot of fights in your high school?
Oh, my God. Gang banging? Yeah.
Every day?
That's why I got kicked out.
Avenues in Highland?
Yeah, the Avenues in Highland Parks.
A lot of gang banging in school, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Crack selling?
Yeah, not crack, but dope. Dope and weed.
Huh. You need speed to get through the day, huh?
I remember seeing my teachers driving away, and I saw his shitty-ass car, and I said, I'm not listening to him no more.
Dude, we knew a science teacher.
For real sad, but I just said, I saw his shitty-ass car. I said, why am I listening to him?
Oh, he's successful. God.
This fool was getting divorced. He popped out of a camper, dog, and he lost all credibility.
He was trying
to
tell you guys shit, huh?
Like, we seen him at 7-Eleven. We're like, what the fuck? This fool's living out of a camper. A truck conversion camper.
See, that's cool now, but back then it wasn't.
It's like, where's this full shower at?
It ain't cool now either, bro.
No. It's like, where is this full shower at?
The river? A hipster.
I bet you he has whatever divorce debt, and he still has student loan debt.
Oh, bro.
Living in an RV.
I was like, I was wondering what happened to that dude.
My school, I remember
people. Fucked up, bro.
My school, people used to jump the fence so that I didn't go to that school and to fight other cholos.
Well, I remember like, they would be like hits.
They would
like,
jump. Yeah, yeah.
That happened to me.
You got jumped?
I got expelled from Franklin. Yeah, for fucking up some girl.
You went to another school?
And I went to, they kicked me out of the district because I was already on contract for fighting before. And then I went
Northeast
to
LA district.
She got a deal.
Yeah. And then I actually graduated from the East LA Occupational Center.
Oh, shit.
But my first day there, a couple days later when I started there, these fucking tweaker bitches were waiting for me at 7 in the morning and they jumped me.
7 in the morning.
For what? What was that all about?
Tweaker, not really?
Yeah, because I fucked up their homegirl and I left her with like knots. She had knots on her face.
Little horns.
She had knots for like 5 months on her face.
Good. Fuck that bitch, bro.
Kick her next time.
Was a lot of people tweaking young in your high school?
Yes.
That's fucked.
Absolutely.
My shit too.
Like high school, it just said like, I'm you're not going to make it to like adulthood, huh?
I feel like somewhere in the mid-2000s,
prison, huh?
Most of them are, yeah.
In the mid-2000s, tweak was popular. And like,
yeah.
Dude, that shit started in the mid-90s. I remember fools were just blowing clouds. Some fools were ruined, and then now some fools are conservatives.
I heard it's coming back now with younger kids.
There was a speed lab up the street from my house that blew up when I was a sophomore.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Speed motherfuckers were tweaking hard, fool. All my homies.
I remember like,
I have an addictive personality. I can't fuck with that.
Just friends in high school that just like they look so sucked up.
Yeah.
From not eating and just fucking it was so
Skeletor
weird.
Status, fool.
Yeah, dude.
Sad.
You were selling your lunch ticket for meth, huh, bro?
I never did meth. That was my cousin that did meth. That shit. I remember I knew the difference because
dude,
he just kept talking all night. What the fuck is going on, bro?
It's funny that you say you were selling buds. You were selling like nickels, dimes. I knew fools that used to sell speed like that. And then like at the end of the party, like a chick would be like, "Let me lick the bag for fucking $3."
Damn,
fool. Like I'm telling you, like
but we don't.
Speed whores. Like it was That's crazy, funny. Bro.
Were people doing those air things too?
What like hot rails?
Nas?
Yeah. They were doing hot rails.
Whippets.
Yeah, that's just fucking computer shit. We for sure
did not. I know you did not. Yeah. Did you?
I went to
Corriente, dog.
I used to go to what's it called? Those party crew parties.
Flyer parties.
And they used to do Nas parties. There. Yeah,
for sure.
When we were leaving the podcast last time, we were getting in the freeway, and Lisa and I, we saw this couple in like a fucking Mazda, and they have two balloons, bro. The driver and the passenger.
Driving?
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Because the best shit you can get like that is the stuff from the dentist, right?
I don't know.
God damn, dude. Fucking the dentist. And it comes in a balloon.
I mean, you go to a party and a motherfucker has a tank. Just $5.
That makes you feel good, though? I never had that.
I've never done it either.
Yeah, it does. Only if you take too much, though.
Lisa took it.
Only if you take too much.
Yeah.
You overdosed.
Oh, shit.
Lisa would do it all the time. shoot to break into Kmart to BB guns.
Because I remember Whippets were the cheap ones, and like every now and then a dude would have a tank. Oh, he works at a fucking dental facility, and it was $5 a balloon. Motherfuckers just sitting there laughing, dude, talking all weird. Same shit.
I think you're describing like laughing gas from the dentist.
Yeah.
What is this? Okay. Batman, Joker?
Yeah, bro. I was too afraid. I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this.
I never did.
Fucking shit, get addicted to Whippets, dog.
Me neither, bro. Like when I was growing up, a lot of older people were doing. They were sniffing spray paint
in the sock.
Oh shit!
In the sock.
We would always find them in the field. Dude, old
yeah, I don't know. They would spray paint. They would spray the with Krylon silver and then roll up the sock. And then hold it.
It was a suck. It's silver and gold were the best paints.
That's what I heard.
What about computer?
Huffing, because you could do it in a bag too.
Why would they do that for?
To get high, bro.
You know, a guy named Wino. Dude, that's all he did, bro. That's all he did.
Fried that bread.
He'll have like a pack of cigarettes and a fucking beer, just one hot ass beer. And then he just sit in the fucking by the LA River. Sniffing all night.
His own little world.
It fucks you up, bro. That's why.
That's all he did his whole life. I think he's great. He's dead now.
You're in the stars.
But that's all he did. It was,
that's a different type of high.
And you'll see him, he'll have like a gold mustache. Like he went down on Goldmember. I love gold.
Because you can do it with gas too, get high that way, right?
I've seen a guy do it with gas.
I like the smell of gas. And I'm like, oh,
God. Or, what did he say? Computer cleaner. Liquid paper?
Computer cleaner is like Nas.
Yeah, right.
There it is right there, bro.
He's happy. Look how happy that fool is.
They call it huffing, bro.
Yeah.
I know.
Dude, my homies used to do that shit too. Again, I was afraid of that shit, dog. I was like, fuck that. I'm doing that fucking cheap ass fucking high, fool. I'm smoking a joint, bro.
Man, that's crazy. I remember going to a fucking party in Highland Park, and it was like in 2008, and I remember it was popping, and then out of nowhere, they fucking started shooting.
Yeah.
And they shot the door guy. It was a cholo. I remember they brought him in. He was crying, and everybody just started running to their fucking cars, bro.
I ain't got no time for CPR,
It was when that song came out, You're a Jerk. I remember I was dancing, and then...
I might have been at that party. I was at a party where that happened.
You went to a party?
She was there, bro.
It might have been the same party.
It could have been the same fucking party. I remember they brought in the cholo. He was crying, because he was the door guy taking the fucking money. Like, fuck this. Yeah, because you only charge the guys, fucking the cock tax, bro.
There would always be shootings at the parties.
God damn.
They would almost always end in a shooting or the cops, but probably more the shooting because the cops never come.
Did you guys ever stay to offer aid? I would just took off.
Offer aid? What?
Offer aid to the victim? Because I didn't want to talk to no cops. I'm out, bro. Yeah.
Unless
my homies are down, I'm gone.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not that person like the Good Samaritan. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Mind your business.
Sorry, not sorry, yeah. I'm not gonna die for somebody. I don't know. That's just me.
I hope that
nothing wrong with it. That's noble, but I'm not the one.
I hope that guy's okay. Cause I was like in 2009, bro.
Yeah. I was at a party like that one in Superbad, but that fool didn't rub up against a chick. A fool hit him with a bottle right here, and that shit opened up, dog, like a mouth.
A bottle,
like a mouth,
like his cheek, fool. They were like, "Fuck, we're gone, dude." Right after we paid to get in, like, "Fuck, some shit's gonna go down right now."
Bro, I was at a house party. No, I just went outside my house. And there was a party outside already, dog. And there were a lot of cholos, dude, like from two different gangs in the neighborhood. And man, there was one cholo, his girlfriend showed up and he didn't want her to be there. And that fool got mad because he wanted to be a player at that party, probably. And that fool got a bucket. She was just talking to her friends, and that fool got a big ass bucket of mud and dumped it on her head, dog.
Like Carrie?
It was over, huh?
Yeah. He goes, join the party, mija.
Oh, shit.
Marrana.
That's sad.
Damn, dude.
I bet that wasn't the first thing he threw on her face.
He ended up killing her later on, but...
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah, that's just the beginning of,
And he killed two of his homies, too.
Because he wanted to get that pussy, side pussy.
But that dude that did that, he ended up being in America's on LAPD's top 10 gang members, and he was on the top
list?
10 FBI most wanted to.
No, wow.
They catch him eventually?
They caught him, yeah.
Good. Fuck that guy, dude.
Well, he killed like a damn, bro. That fool was a...
Crazy cholo?
It's crazy, bro. Like, people from my neighborhood that did horrible crimes when I was a little kid, they're all coming out now. There's a guy who just came out for shooting a helicopter down, a LAPD helicopter in 1980.
What is this?
How did he do
that? Was it a video game?
What is this? They should turn him into a sniper, bro.
Grand Theft Auto.
The housing projects before they knocked him down, they used to have a clothesline on the fucking roof.
Yeah.
So motherfucker be like this. Da, 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 da. He didn't shoot the helicopter down, but he shot at a helicopter police officer.
I don't think they should have arrested him. They should have hired him to be like, hey, bro, we need you in the fucking.
They give you a little scope.
You're talented, bro. Oh,
that's what they do with hackers, right? NASA just grabs them and hires them.
He almost did 40 years. Wow.
We need to take
it. Yeah, that's a crazy. Long fucking time.
You could hire that guy to take out Putin, bro.
Bro. No, no. Damn, that's crazy.
Damn, they're shaking down those Ukrainians.
Yeah, fucking.
What's
just
shoot up,
fucking,
fool?
God damn. Shoot a helicopter down.
It's funny how everybody was rooting for Ukraine, man, until they started kicking out black people off buses.
Then they saw the real shit, huh?
They saw the real shit.
What? Ukraine, no, like brothers.
There was an evacuation of people from Ukraine, and they're all white. You know, they're all white. And there was a train with a bunch of people from Africa, black. Huh?
Trains and buses.
At
the border, trying to leave.
Trying to leave. And they were picking out whites, and then they didn't let the black people in the bus.
Oh, fuck you, Ukraine.
You guys
got to
stay here and fight, brothers.
But Black Lives Matter, right? Not in Ukraine.
That's a whole other fucking set of rules over there, bro.
Let me tell you, people say, oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. You know who else will do something like that? Mexico. El Salvador. Nicaragua. Guatemala. Any other country. When it comes to fucking a death situation, it's citizens first.
Yeah.
The
U.S. does that shit, bro.
I was figuring that's probably why they did that there, right?
And these kid people are like, but I'm a student.
Huh. Yeah. I am a refugee. Not to them.
Refugee.
Get out of your seat.
Oh, like they're refugees to there?
Yeah.
And now they're trying to get out. Oh.
They're students in Africa. They're medical students and stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to escape Russia.
You would think they would let
brain power. Let's fucking security.
Yeah, you would think they'd be like, yeah, you're a doctor? Come over here.
Inside this Hummer, dude. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
You're right. It's like, yeah, really fucking, you're a doctor? Come over. You got a big
doctor,
come over, bro.
Yeah, man.
And right now, people are saying, wow, they're not doing enough. They're not doing enough. Right now, if you're a Russian guy, and you're living, just say you're on vacation in Hawaii, and you're trying to take money out of your bank. Right now, you can't.
Frozen, huh?
You can't. Oh, I mean, what? But you're like, hey, I'm not. What did I do? But you're a citizen of Russia. They shut down their banks, bro.
Yeah, I saw that, dude. They're not letting them go inside the, what's it called? The Olympic Games anymore, right? Or something like that?
All that shit, they stopped all that.
FIFA took down their team. Well, they had to sell it.
Yeah, that oligarch, he had to give up control.
I'm not even paying my Russian landlord any rent, bro.
No more rubles.
I'm a patriot, bro.
What are you drinking vodka, bro? You support him or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. I was drinking vodka, bro.
No, that's Tito's. It's from San Antonio. American vodka.
Some people were boycotting vodka.
Taking it off the shelves this weekend.
And then the British guy says, but it's owned by British guys.
We'll take it, mate.
I heard they're going to take off the emoji. Russia?
Oh, really?
Damn. Everything's gone, huh? Oh, what's next? Poutine.
Somebody, I remember when I was little, I believed it, but somebody told me that, like, a Rocky IV.
Believe what?
And in Rocky IV, Ivan Drago wins in Russia or something like that. I don't know. Well, I was like, oh, okay.
This guy.
Then it was like, somebody told me.
He wins in the China version.
In China,
version.
When did you know that, you know what, I'm going to start beating up bitches after the school? I want to be a rapper.
Oh, man. I mean, the beating up bitches came first, but I only started beating bitches up because I used to get picked on a lot when I was in high school because basically I kicked it with the Highland Park gang. And the school was run by, like, the Avenues gang.
Damn.
And so I was always, like, getting picked on by girls that kicked it with the Avenues. And they would always talk shit to me. And then eventually I just had to start fighting because I was tired of being picked on. So that's kind of how it happened. It was not by choice. It was by... But now I know how to fight. So I'm never scared. Like, I really know how to fight.
Would you fight in a Garbanza Park?
Have I fought in Garbanza Park? Probably. I fought in a lot of alleys in Highland Park. Yeah, I don't fight anymore now. I have shit to lose now. Yeah, I haven't gotten to fight in a long
battle
time.
Now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
fight on the mic.
Yeah, I fight on the mic. I'm catching flights. Fuck flights.
Damn, dude.
But yeah, when I was little, I mean, I was just really problematic. I had a lot of problems at home, and I was
doing your mom and dad are crazy too.
My dad was wild when he was a kid, and my mom, she's always like a rule follower more, you know. But I will never understand how they got married. I don't know what happened, but I love them both, you know. And yeah, I guess my childhood was just not the best because they got divorced when I was like 4, and then my mom raised us basically like by herself. I would see my dad a little bit, but he wasn't really there. And then my mom, she was working 40 hours a week, and then driving with the traffic and back until when she got home, she was just tired. She didn't have enough energy for us, and so we were just lost. We didn't have enough guidance, so got into gangs and drugs and
yeah, man. I always think
all that.
When you're a kid, bro, you don't think about like how hard your mom is, dad, or how much time they put in. I didn't see it that way, right? How much of a knucklehead I was, how much headaches I was getting my mom, you know, working or my dad working.
Yeah.
So I saw a movie called Coolie High. Coolie High.
Like the song?
Yeah.
Oh. It's based on a. Is that where the song's from?
Yeah, it's based on a movie.
I love that song.
If you don't love the song, watch the movie.
Oh shit!
It's called Coolie High. It's about a bunch of young teenagers coming of age in a high school, and they go to a house party.
African American.
And one
of
the kids wants to be a filmmaker, but they get into a crazy fight, right? Everything that we talked about is in this movie. There's a house party in this movie, right? It's a fucking crazy house party. Mm-hmm. And there's this dude that they don't want to let in. Because every time he goes to a house party, he starts a fucking fight.
Aww.
So you know that guy.
Me.
You know that guy. Or that girl. And she goes, David, you ain't coming in. You fucked up my party last time. He goes, how much you get to get in? And that fool pays his 50 cents and gets in. And he's walking around just mad dogging everybody, mad dogging everybody. And then all of a sudden, bro, they ended up fighting with that dude.
Oh, my God.
So that fool ended up going home with some chick, right? And anyways, long story short, he goes home. And he's coming in around the same time his mom comes in. She works two jobs. So, dude, she works as a nurse at night, and then she works in the daytime. So his mom is just like a nurse. She's chubby. And, bro, she's so fucking tired. All she does is sit down and then close her eyes.
Falls asleep in her chair.
Yeah, bro. And then he comes in all wild and shit with some crazy chick. And she sleeps for 4 or 5 hours and then gets up, changes, leaves to the next job.
Damn.
Aww. And that scene always gets to me because that scene has nothing to do with the movie, but you don't see, you know, your how much hard work your parents do.
Like it didn't just
to keep that shit together, bro.
It didn't advance the story, but it was just like a thing that they had to show to be like, you know, just,
to be like
snippets
be like,
of life, bro.
Yeah.
To just show a record because they're playing like one of those real sad songs, like a montage. Because they show the montage of the party and everybody getting their ass beat, and then the mom coming home and just knocking out, bro.
Seals that fucking melancholy.
Because she wants to yell at him. She wants to yell at him, but she's too tired to yell. You mother.
Aww. And it makes sense why he's like that.
And he puts a blanket. Mom's not there. Yeah, he puts a blanket over her. Aww. But he's the one that ends up living in the movie, ends up being a filmmaker.
That's cool. Awesome.
Out of the whole pack.
Yeah.
Damn. I've seen that shit a couple times.
I see that shit in real life.
No need to watch it.
Yeah.
So you and your brother, you guys both love music. You guys are tight, grew up together and everything?
Yeah, we grew up together. So
Loudon.
Yeah, Loudon. Shout out to Loudon. We have so many. I have 6 brothers and 1 sister.
Damn. I have 5. I'm the opposite. 6 brothers, 1 sister.
You mean 6 sisters, 1
We're
brother?
We're 6 boys, 1 sister. Yeah.
Oh, no. That's like me too, but with 1 more girl. There's 6 shit. Boys and 2 girls.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because my parents
you
peace
standing up.
Huh?
You peace standing up.
I mean, what? I peace standing up? Yeah, I do.
So that's how you know how to fight, because if I can, all the boys.
That's why I feel like I'm very tough, because I was around all my brothers, yeah, for sure. Yeah. When I was a little boy, when I was a little girl, I was
gender
like
neutral. It's 2020. What is
express yourself?
Yeah, I was super like a tomboy, and I was just more in my masculine element. I feel like looking back on it now, I feel like since my dad wasn't really there, I kind of had to step into those shoes for me and my brothers. So I feel like that's why I was more in my masculine element. But now that I'm older and I'm just, everything's more secure in my life, I feel more safe, so I can wear pink now.
Hell yeah, dude. You don't have to, like, be like, seem tough. Weak, you know, like in the hood,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I had to look hard. I had to be hard back then because that's where I was. That's who I was around. But yeah, now I can just not be so stressed on edge all the time. Yeah.
My dad got mad because I had two earrings, bro.
You had to get another one, huh?
Two earrings, huh? I looked at him. I said, I'm getting lifting next, eh?
Fools just don't understand style, dude. It just happens, dude. You get old and you stop keeping track.
I remember in high school, I started wearing like skinny jeans. My mom was like, she was like, man, like, she thought,
give me my pants back.
She thought I was gay, bro.
Oh, my God. I was
like, no, it's a style, bro. I'm gonna get it.
That's funny.
Those skaters are using it, mom.
Oh, my God. These are men's pants. These pants I'm wearing, look how tight they are.
Oh, yeah.
They're his.
No, but now, it's funny because now it's the opposite. Now it's like the looser pants now.
Okay.
Shows. Yeah. We got some. You have shows coming up?
I do. I have a show this Saturday, and it's free in Long Beach. My set
LBC.
The info is on my Instagram. It's and my set is around like 7 or 8 p.m.
Where are you going to be at?
In, I forgot what it's called. I think it's called Nick's Bar. But it, just look on my Instagram. On my, it's,
if you're in Long Beach, go check that out. There it is. That's it. There it is.
There it is. It's LBC. Free. It's completely free.
Awesome.
It's going to be like a mashup. There's, I don't know how many groups are performing, like 20, something like that. And everyone's just doing a couple songs each, but then me and Whitney Payton, we're headlining, and we're going to do a few songs.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
What's up, fool? I'm going to be at El Paso this week, and I'm going to be March 11th in Dallas, Texas, March 18th, Las Vegas, Nevada, March 24th through the 27th, Houston, Texas, April 1st through April 3rd, Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix is almost sold out.
Oh, wow.
Somebody misspelled Phoenix. April 8th to the 9th to the 10th, Tacoma, Washington.
Phoenix.
Get tickets at PhilippeWorld.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to see our performance right now from Reverie.
Woo-woo.
Orale.
It's about to go down, so, fools.
Yeah, you could go.
Okay.
Thank
do
you.
Your thing.
Yeah.
Reverie, where can find you at Reverie Love? Or
Reverie
your
Love, yes. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Follow me on Spotify and Apple Music. Most importantly, I'm a rapper. I'm gonna make you guys a fans right now.
Where can we get those shoes?
You can get these shoes. Oh my God, I got these in Mexico for like $10.
Shut up.
Yeah.
This is sick.
They are?
Seriously, dude. Yeah.
I thought you were wearing like Nike Airs.
Yeah, they look nice.
$2,000 Kanye shoes.
They feel
shoes or something.
Like actual shoes, like good shoes, right?
I think they're
they're not what actually says it's Mexico.
No, I thought you know that. I thought they were made of Metro Latte or something.
Pepto Bismol.
That's the inspiration for this outfit.
And what color do you want? Dame uno de Milanta.
Dame uno que no me da chorro.
Que me cure el chorro. Que me cure el culo.
Bro, I'm going to go to Mexico and make my own outfit, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, Mexico City's a shit, dog.
Quiero ir, wey.
I'm telling you, dog.
Vamos.
That's like some shit right there. Fuck, bro.
Yeah, you got your untouchables right there.
Hey, guess at each, my Reef sandals.
I got my ghetto skate shoes right now.
What? Those were like tennis shoes. It's funny that like tennis shoes are, you know how Mexicans say tennis?
Or
that shit always made me laugh.
We get these shoes that, bro. The Cheesecake Factory?
these are the Nike skate shoes. SBs.
We get to Ottawa, bro. We get to Ottawa.
The Cheesecake. Edmonton. The Cheesecake Factory, fool.
Hey, you know what's funny?
Busboy shoes.
You know what's funny about that sound man, Teddy? What?
Oh, yeah.
Tell
me, dog.
When Adam Murray was telling that sad-ass story again, that black dude didn't think it was sad, eh?
Yeah, he had a sadder story, fool.
Oh, man, that's just trauma.
And white trauma. How about what his stepdad did to him when he crashed his car? I'm sitting there. I was barely getting ready to go to sleep. He come bust through the door, see this, and kicked me in the face.
That's funny you said about
that. Oh, yeah, he crashed his stepdad's car.
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, that's some black trauma for y'all.
You know, it's funny you said that about how the black guy was like, that's nothing. That's like the beginning of that movie where those kids see that dead body. What's it called? Stand By Me? That's like the whole plot of the movie. But Boys in the Hood, that's like, oh, the beginning. Yeah. All right, whatever.
bro. That's funny, dude. That's a mad little fucking.
We didn't go anywhere to eat, huh?
Yeah, fool. We walked to, did we? No Starbucks and what else? No food, but The pizza we brought back, yes, dog.
Oh my god,
Benny's, homie, Lisa of Charlotte.
Came in fucking. Adam showed up at one.
It
in the
was
morning
fucking huge,
with a
man.
Fucking 6 foot pizza.
Yeah, dude, it was bomb.
It was good pizza.
I'm not. And,
is it those pepperonis that are kind of like they curl up like that? Yeah. And grease inside. Oof.
It was no. This, you know what, dude? This pizza wasn't greasy, dog.
I love greasy pizza.
I'm like not into it anymore, dude.
That pizza, those two slices, bro. I got constipated on Sunday, bro. I didn't use the restroom till the fucking Monday morning.
But this is the type of Adam Murray is the type of food he's on. You know, we're driving back. We're gonna have fun eating that pizza. What is a fucking pizza party? But I wasn't, dude. It seemed like a pizza party in Little League, dude.
They tried to play a trick on his daddy and backfire, bro.
Fuck, dude.
That's hilarious.
Uncle Hallie.
His uncle bought a BMW, and Adam took a picture of it with holding the keys like it was his, and sent it to his dad. And his dad got so jealous and mad, bro, because he always wanted a Beamer.
Yeah.
So he got mad that Adam got one, and then later on he told him, "Just kidding." Then he got more mad, bro.
Why would you play with?
Damn, don't be dude playing tricks on me.
Why you fuck with old people like that, dog?
Fucker, right. I have a stroke on the couch.
God damn, dude.
Why would your dad be hating on you because you got a Beamer, though, huh? Bro, I never had a Beamer.
Bro, people hate. Remember crazy, Bonaducci's dad?
That's toxic right there, bro.
He should beat the shit out of him, right?
Bonaducci's dad beat the shit out of him because his name was above Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, bro, because. Dude, I forgot about that story.
You better Sinatra and punch them.
That's
bro
when he drank that little fifth of fucking vodka.
Bonaducci.
His dad was a dick like that. He socked him in the car,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he slapped him.
How the damn, bro.
Sound like the Willie Barceno do.
I was raised by Neanderthals.
Where's
bro
Willie Barceno this week?
There was a video, fool. It was funny. It was like a narco video. The way he stole Alfred's shirt.
Dude, that video he did with the. All right. Oh, shit.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Check out, go check out referee.
Ow.
What's up, fool? Yeah, referee. Never gave a fuck. I never ever gave a fuck, bitch. Yeah, yeah. Never gave a fuck, never gave a shit. Headed, you can edit dick. I don't wanna hear about it. Walk the talk, I doubt it. I ain't gonna win my turn. I'ma cut the fucking line. Ask me how I'm feeling, baby, crazy, but the fake is fine. Say it ain't mine and I'ma have to take it. You can't stand the real, cause you're just a fake bitch. You be posing like a gangster, but you ain't a G. Got no credit, no resume in these streets. Fake it where you came from, busted cause you're lame, son. Trying to ride my coattails now because I'm famous. You can't compare to me with nothing like the same. From my name to my game to my pay to my frame, bitch. You know the name, bitch. Ain't shit changed, bitch. Lame, bitch. When I see you got nothing to say, bitch. If you want it, you can get it. I ain't gonna sweat it. If you need it, I'ma bring it. You can fucking guarantee it. You ain't gotta say it twice. Want smoke, I'ma be it. And fuck bullet hair, I'm coming out swinging. I really was in these streets. Really was smoking dope. Really lived a life I rap about. No, it ain't a joke. You get choked. Leave you hanging like a rope. Bones broke. Yeah, I'ma cut your fucking throat. Better act like you know. I've been chain smoking cigarettes, licking Sam, picking stress, take a test. I'm an ace, you can catch this fucking fake quick. Careful, cause it's dangerous. Gang is who I came with, stay in your lane, bitch. Yes, I'm insane, bitch. They forget I grew up a screw up. Gang sound, stole the cool up, bass head, and then I blew up. Used to never sleep, dust in my sheets. Never close my eyes, keep a wide ear to the streets. Fuck the police, rest in peace to all the dead homies. Ain't saying it twice, you heard what I said, homie. Wasted and lonely, crazy, y'all know me. Flow like the ocean. Wavy can't put no salt on me. I've been stressing, fiending, thinking about relapsing. All star, I never practiced. Ditched on my fucking glasses. You being plastic, I being classic. I being straight, being paid, being played. I being great. I've been places you can only dream about. Brought my team around. Step foot on 22 countries. Homie, I be about it. Been a hustler, been a rider for life. Do or die. Almost lost my fucking life a few times. I ain't scared of death, I ain't scared to live. Matter of fact, I love to spend the profit. I ain't scared to give. I'm a pastor love. I'ma shed a light. I've been feeling nice. I love this rap shit. That's why we do this every fucking night, bitch. Yeah. Loudin' on the motherfucking beat, bitch. Los Angeles 323, motherfucker. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ho. Referee, better act like you know, bitch. It's louder beats, you heard.
Yeah.
That one's called Ain't Shit. This next song I'm about to do, it's called Give It Time. This beat cause it reminds me of the night you took the pills. Like you're taking risks that might take your life. And it's like, no, I feel so selfish for the drug abuse and other death wishes. Didn't even get to spend the day with you on Christmas. But hey, that's life. And people get separate and not intentionally. But my family's torn apart and I hate it. Life is so sacred. I love you like the sky loves the stars. You can make it. Take this world, you can hold it in your palms. Can't be with you every day, so I'ma tell you with a song. I love you and I wish that I could take your pain away. I think about you every night. I think about you every day and I don't call cause it hurts. And the tower deal with problems, act like they don't exist. And the universe will solve them and that's why I understand exactly what you're going through. I know you cut hella deep, but the sleep with the truth that are hard to accept only make you that stronger. Living in denial ain't an option any longer. Life is so amazing, hope one day you can see it. Yo, we used to have your same mind state and now I'm hated that the world is so cold that it turns the hearts to ice. And I know I'm not the best at giving out advice, but I gotta let you know how I'm feeling cause I care. And if you left before me, the pain I couldn't bear. Cause you one of the people I love most on this planet. And you one of the people that I've been taking for granted. It's sad, I'm sorry, this was a wake up call. Not only for yourself, but for the rest of us all. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm scared, you got me worried. Life passes so fast while we living in a hurry. A vision that's blurry and temporary numbness. It's no wonder we can't grasp reality. It's fun when the problems go away and the depression's deterred. But then you coming down feeling what's the word, worthless. Like you're on the earth with no purpose. Like you really don't deserve this. Hold up, let me reword this. Yo, when I'm sober and it's over and I'm older, God damn it, I feel like dying. But under no stress, with a cold breath and a cold sweat, sometimes I still feel like dying. You gotta live life to find your purpose. You gotta work hard. And when it comes, you gon' be like, I deserve it. So keep your head high, this too shall pass. And in the morning when you get up into school in class, please learn everything you can and utilize the knowledge. I'm so fucking proud of you that you go into college. You deserve the best, so work and you'll receive it. Anything imaginable is possible, believe it. So keep your head up cause nobody's gonna do it for you. Your family, we love you, accept you, adore you. Always in my thoughts, in my heart, on my mind. I promise everything's gonna get better, you just gotta give it time. Thank you so much. What's up, fool? 2022 Reverie is gonna be my last song. This one's called On the Road. Yeah, it's from my artists out there who got a tour. I know everybody in here is gonna feel this one. Yeah. There's just so much about life that we ain't gon' never understand. But me give up on life, I'll be damned. I travel through the lands and I sacrifice my stability, my relationship, my family, the gravity that holds me down when I'm feeling suicidal. But underground hip-hop is like my fucking Bible. They tell me I'm an idol, enjoy my recitals. But you won't ever feel the pressure from doing what I do. Sitting writing lyrics, thinking nothing's good enough. I try to write something inspirational, but homie growing up, that's all I think about when I'm bumping instrumentals. My house is made of glass, but it's hard to stay gentle. Mental stability is limited, they feeling me. The crowd screams for an encore, but this depression's killing me. My ability to speak my mind is a gift and a curse, and it's mine, oh mine. So when I'm on the road, I hope that you'll be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat and you're sick without me. Cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. There's such little time and so much to do. So when I'm on the road, I hope that you'll be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat. I hope you're sick without me. Cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. Yeah.
You see, the pressure from progression will surely teach you some lessons. I got questions about this profession. Should my happiness be second and my career first? What should be the order? I just don't know anymore, shit's so distorted. I love my fans and I love the connections. It's a blessing knowing I'm helping people, cause that was not my intention. I was just venting, I was just 17, trying to lace a fucking track. I'd wake up in the IE, I would always be crying, writing lyrics every day. But my brother's up in juvie and that shit I used to slang. How my daddy moved away and my mama beating me, and how I just don't wanna fucking live life, so I stay banging on these streets and tagging my graffiti. See, 5 years ago, ain't nobody wanna be me, and now my haters see me, and now my haters love me, and now we eating steak, homie. Fuck vegan hungry. So when I'm on the road, I hope that you be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat and get sick without me, cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. There's such little time and so much to do. So when I'm on the road, I hope you think about me. I hope you can't eat, I hope you're sick without me, cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hands up, I said when I'm on the road, I hope that you'll be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat and get sick without me, cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. There's such little time and so much to do. So when I'm on the road, I hope that you'll be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat and get sick without me, cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. There's such little time and so much to do. Why is there such little time and so much to do? Why is there such little time and so much to do? Why is there's such little timing, so much to do. Why is there such little timing? So when I'm on the road, I hope that you'll be thinking about me. I hope you can't even eat and you're sick without me, cause that's how I feel when I'm not with you. There's such little timing, so much to fucking do.
Yeah! Yeah. Reverie! What's up, Fool Podcast? Thank you very much, Reverie. Where can they find you at?
You can find me everywhere at Reverie Love, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, but add me on YouTube, Reverie, and Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah. Don't forget her clothing, Satori, yes. And don't forget her show in Long Beach at Nick's.
Yes. Oh, and I forgot that on April 16th, I'm performing in Ontario, California.
All right, Fool. Thank you, guys. Good night.